Pashya means you hear just a tkiya, you're going to sleep, you come back again, hear another trua, still you're mekayim the mitzvah. What about mites b'nei yodim kechot? Nine people are blowing the shofar at the same time. And three of them are blowing, six of them are blowing tkiyas, and three of them are blowing truas for you. Halacha is, ishalviyah the girsa lo yotza, Rashi means on the girsa should be yotza. Rashi says here, lo yotza, Rashi says, why? Because trei kala lo mishtamay. The pshat for this girsa is, you can't hear two voices at the same time, so you're not yotza. Kach pirshu lefimash kosta bisvorim. Rashi says, lav nilsi, that's not the right pshat. The akimni we learned before, that trei kala mitrei gavi mishtamay. Two different voices from two different people you could hear. So Vachigas, and this should be the gears to him at the Seftom. That Metisha ben Yodim Kiyechad Yotze and Echanami. If you hear nine kalas from nine different people, you could be Mekayim the Mitzvah altogether. Since there's nine different people belonging to Shefer, a person could hear all nine kalas at the same time. So you could be Mekayim the Mitzvah this way also. Tkiya Mizeh, Utrua Mizeh, Yotze. V'afilu b'sirugin, even after one after another, V'afilu kola yom kula, like the first Gemara. Even if you hear at nine different hours of the day another tkiya, another kail, still you yotze. Fred Gemara, is it true or me, Yom Rabbi Yechon Hachi? That Rabbi Yechon said that even though there's a big hefstick, you're waiting an hour in between one kail and the next kail, you could still have the mitzvah. I've Omer Rabbi Yechonon, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadik, by halal of a Megillah. When somebody's saying halal, or you're laying the Megillah, it's like this. Im Shoy, if you have to go, you stop. You go to the base kisa, you have to stop. Or it's time you take a break. Let's say it takes you 15 minutes to say hello. If in the middle of hello you take a 15 minute break, it's chayz l'roish. That's called a hefsik, and you have to go over again. So here you see a zman just waiting in between makes a hefsik that you have to start the mitzvah over again. How come if you took an hour in between the kailas ayah yaitza, for sure you could blow nine kailas in an hour? So since you waited 1 hour between one kail and the next kail, there should be a hefsik. You should have to start over again. And the Gemara tell you kasha. For the day of the Rabbi, one is that Rabbi Yechon himself holds, and one is what he said over from his Rebbe. Rashi says, I will soon see. What? That he himself holds, there's no hefsek. He himself holds, you could be yotze the mitzvah, teisha shoyis. That's what Rabbi Yechon said over here, you're not yotze the halal of the Megillah, that's the shame as Rebbe, like he said. From Rabbi Yechon, the Mishum Mishum Ben Yotzadik. Rabbi Yechon just said over, what does Rebbe hold? He says, Rebbe, Yoshim, then your Sadek holds that if you wait in between, that's called a hefsik. But if Yerchin himself holds, there's no hefsik. For the Gemara, is that true? Or did they learn that he himself does know there's a hefsik, there's a break in between? For Rabavua have a shock of Yozla Basin Rabbi Yechonin. Rabavua was once following Rabbi Yechonin. They have a Kori Krishma, they were saying Krishma on the road, on the street. They came to some streets that had shmutz, they had dirt there, that they're waste of the body, and you're not allowed to say Krishma there. Is Ishtik, they kept quiet while they were going through the dirty street. Both of the Cholif, after they passed by the street, Omalei, so yes, them back, Ma Ligmar, am I allowed to continue, finish saying Krishma not? No, I was saying Krishma, and I waited in between, let's say it took me 5 minutes to pass down the street, so can I continue saying Krishma not? That's what he asked Rabbi Yechonon. Omalei, Rabbi Yechonon answered back to Bavua, in Shoyis, Kile Ligmar Skulai, if this 5 minute break is the time that it takes you to say the Krishma, Chayzal Roish, yes, you have to repeat Krishma over again. So you see, Rabbi Yechon himself holds that if you wait this long, you have to repeat yourself. So how could Rabbi Yechon say you yaitse the mitzvah shofar 9 different hours of the day? And the Gemara no hoki kamalei. This is what Rabbi Yechon meant to say. Lidi di, my svara, I myself hold is leisrili. I don't hold that the hefsek altogether. I wouldn't ask the question altogether. I hold even if you wait an hour there, you go back to saying Krishma. But lidi doch, but according to you, you hold there is a hefsek. You asked me, how long is the hefsik like? So Mashmi, you hold, if you wait too long, it's called a hefsik. So Ladidach, according to you, Rafuna, according to you, Rafua, the Sviruloch, in Shoyes Kadeh Ligmer, Skula Chayz L'Rosh. If you hold, there is a hefsik here, so if you hold, there's a hefsik, and Echnami, the shear of the hefsik is, if you wait the time that you could finish the old Krishma, if you waited that length in the middle of saying Krishma, you have to be Chayz L'Rosh again. That's called a hefsik. But Rabbi Yechon himself holds not like that. Rabbi Yechon himself holds that there's no din hefsik. As long as you're not metiach das, like you're still in the middle of doing the mitzvah, even though you wait an hour, he can still be yotze the mitzvah. Tana Rabbonin, tekiyos ein ma'akvei zu azu. The tekiyos are not ma'akiv one and the other. So Rashi learns, whatever tekiyah you blow, you're mekayim the mitzvah. You hear the tekiyah, you hear the truah, you're mekayim the mitzvah. Rather, the mitzvah is do all of them. If you only do one or two, that's a mitzvah by itself also. Brachas say matve zuzu. That is the chiyuv to say the nine brachas. If you don't say as many as you say, you said one is not makav the other one. Tkiyas of brachas shem Rosh Hashanah v'shem Kippurim matveis. Here's the yado. Means the first halacha is not talking about Rosh Hashanah. The first halacha is talking about by regular tainis, Rashi says. Tkiyas of brachas the alma going tainis. Ein matve zuzu. In Berech Latok, let's say you daven Shemoneh Esrei in a tainis, and you didn't blow the shofar, you mekayim that much. Because in a tainis, each one is a separate mitzvah by itself. By a tainis also is a mitzvah to daven Shemoneh Esrei, a special Shemoneh Esrei, special brachas, and also to blow the shofar. If you didn't blow the shofar, you mekayim the mitzvah. Whatever you do is good. Ma'ashenkir and Rosh Hashanah, b'shoy Yom Kippurim, then we say ma'akfeis, yes, the Yom Yaakov, one and the other. You only mekayim the mitzvah if you have the tkiyah shofar with the brachas. My time of hakam, Omer Rabba, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Omeru Lefonai B'Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael, say in front of me Rosh Hashanah, Malchiyah is the Chroinus V'Shofaris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to say all these brachas, the brachas of Malchiyah and the Chroinus V'Shofaris. Malchiyah we say, Kedei Shatan Lichuni Aleichem, that we should accept upon ourselves that Hashem is our Melech. The Chroinus we say, Kedei Shiyobu Lefonai Zerchanech L'Matoiva, that Hashem should remember us all the things we did for the good. The fact we say Pesukim about the Chroinus, We mask him, we agree that Hashem is the Mashkiach. Hashem gives us Hashkoch, he gives us Char V'yonish. If we agree to that, Hashem will give us, he'll remember us the Teufel. Uvameh with what? Bishofar? So Kitzvah was shown as an Indian to say B'davka these three brachas. So the brachas are marked with Zuzu. And the same thing, the Indian of the Shofar is also Keneged Malchi as the Chorin of Shofar. So the Tkiyas and the brachas are marked by Rosh Hashanah. The mitzvahs have both, they have the Tkiyas and the brachas. Right, then the Mishnah says, Misha Beirach. If somebody had a davar Shemoneh Esrei, he didn't have the shofar yet. The Yachakach Nesmana Lo Shofar, then he got the shofar, still there's the mitzvah Tekeya Meriv Tekeya. Still he has to blow the shofar. So the Martaimod Lehev Lo Shofar Mikora. Only because he did not have the shofar. Hohev Lo Shofar Mikora. But Mashma, if he did have the shofar, B'shash Yedavar Himusiv, then the Loch is like this. Ki Shomalu Asay the Bracha Shomalu. The Pasha is mashma like smart here, that when you're davening Shemoneh Esrei and you're saying the brachas, that's when you should hear the shofar. Alright, the current aspect is also good. It means by the Shliach Tzibur. When the Shliach Tzibur is saying over the brachas, when he gets finished saying the brachas of Malchus, that's when you blow the shofar three times. Is Kishomalu, when do we have to hear the shofar? I say the brachas Shomalu. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel kom litzluye. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel got up to daven. Omele l'shmai, told his shamish to want us to blow the shofar. When I make some noise to you, talkily. It's also mashma at the Sfaradim here, that he held his davening Shemoneh Esrei to himself, and when he got finished saying the bracha of Malchus, he went, he made some voice, some noise, that the Shamar should know I finished the bracha, and now's the time to blow the shofar. So mashma, they blew the shofar when he got finished saying the bracha. Oh, Malay Rabba said back to him, Lo yomru ela b'chavar ir. This is only said by a tzibur when you're davening in shul. Mashenker, when a yochid is davening by himself, then nothing doing. Then you don't blow the shofar during Shemoneh Esrei. So drash yela b'chaber ir. Chaburais means tzibur. When you have a tzibur davening together, that's when the mitzvah to blow the shofar is during the brachas. Avu yochid, if a person is davening privately, mevarach es kulai, first daven o Shemoneh Esrei, v'yachakach tokeh tishat kiyas. And then you blow your tishat kiyas. Tanya Nam Yachud, we learn this also. Kishu Shoyman, Shoyman ala Seder. When you hear that Kiya Shofar is supposed to be on the Seder of the Brachas, V'yal Seder Brachas. And that means when you finish the Brachas of Malchiyah, blow Shofar. When you finish the Brachas of Zechariah, blow. The Brachas of Shofar you blow. The Medivar Mamurim, when is this said that the Kiya is done by the Brachas? The Chavir Ir. That's only when you're davening at Tzibur. Chavir Ir means a big city that you're davening together the Tzibur there. Avu Shloy B'chavir Ir. When you're not davening with tzibur, a private person davening by himself, then the lochur is shoymin ala seder, v'shloy ala seder. You hear it by the seder, and hear it not by the seder. What does that mean? Brachos, v'shloy ala seder brachos. That means, hey, shoymin ala seder, pasha means you have to blow the nine colors together. Of v'shloy ala seder brachos, you don't blow it according to the seder of the brachos. Like Sam, you blow Tkiya through a Tkiya nine times, but not al Seder Brachas. In other words, first you daven your Shemoneh Esrei, you daven your Musaf, and then after that you first blow the Shofar. So the Gemara, V'yochich le'tokar, chaveru tekeloi.
if the yochid is davening by himself and he doesn't know how to blow the shofar for himself, somebody else is allowed to blow the shofar for you. But the yochid shlei berach, if a person is home and he doesn't know how to daven musaf, is ein chaverim baruch olav. Another person cannot daven shemon esrei for you. Whereas that somebody could daven for you is only b'tzibur. A shliach tzibur, he could daven be mitzvah to other people. But a private person, you can't have somebody daven for you. For davening tefillah as a believer, you have to daven for yourself. It's only b'rabim when you have a minion that a shliach tzibur can be mitzvah to the rabbi. Hey, so yochid shlei derech ein chaver mavorach olav. O mitzvah b'taykin yotzim and amavorachim. There's a bigger mitzvah to hear the shofar blowing on Rosh Hashanah than to hear a minion to daven shemon esrei. What does that mean? Kate said, what's the case? Usually you go to shul, you have both. You have brachas and you have the tchiyah. Now, Kate said, what's the case? Shtei ayoris. There are two cities you have. V'yachas taikin. One shul is going to blow the shofar there. V'yachas mevorchim. Another shul doesn't have the shofar, but they're going to daven shemon esrei. They're going to daven together. There's one shul by itself. Everybody daven separately. They only get together to hear the shofar. That's one place. Another place has no shofar. They only get together. They say shemon esrei together. They daven together, but they don't have a shofar there. Now you have your choice. Which one of these two places should you go to? So the bigger reason to go to the place that has the shofar than the place that davens berabim. Is holchim lemakim shetaykin. The yain holchim lemakim shuvarchim. Don't go to the place that you hear a minion daven mitzibur. You're better off going to the shul that has the tkiyah shofar. For the gemara pshita, of course. What are you telling me? Hodi raisa od rabbonin. To hear the tkiyah shofar and Rosh Hashanah, that's a mitzvah d'oraisa. To daven, befrat to daven mitzvah is only with the rabbanon nechiyev. So if you have your choice, if you can't get both, you got to do the mitzvah d'oraisa. What's the chiddush? And tomorrow, letzricha diafagav the high vadav v'yaisofik. Yes, even though the shul that has a minyan to daven shemon esrei barabim, that's a vaday. For sure, there are 10 people there davening shemon esrei. If you go there, you'll have tefillah b'tzibur. The other shul, though, it's a doubt if they'll have a shofar there or not. They're supposed to have that 10 people meet at 12 o'clock in the afternoon to blow the shofar together. So it was exactly then, the goyim didn't let them daven together, whatever it was. But they were supposed to try and meet together at 12 o'clock to blow the shofar together. But it's not vade, they'll be there to blow the shofar. That's the chiddush. Since it's only a suffix if they'll do it or not. And the other places of vade, they'll daven, maybe you should go to daven. Kamashla, no, since this is a mitzvah, you're right, sir, even when that suffix, when that down, still you should go there to hear the shofar and not to the other place. Then it says, "Kishem shasheich tzibur chayev kako yochid biyochid." That's the Tanakhama that everybody has to daven musaf by himself. The sheich tzibur davens and everybody davens on shemon esrei. Tanya, we learn like this: Omru l'Rabbi Rabbi Gamliel, the dvarech according to you that everybody has to daven shemon esrei is lo matzibur mispalim.
What's that Gamliel saying?
Don't forget, Rabbi Gamliel says shliach tzibur moitzias rab medechavosim. Rabbi Gamliel says the shliach tzibur can daven shemon esrei for everybody. That's the Gamliel Shita. So for the Gemara, if so, what do we daven tefillah v'lachash first? What do we got daven privately for? We should only let the shliach tzibur daven for us. Is Omrulor, they said that to the Gamliel. So the Gamliel, the rech, according to you, lo matzibur mispalin. What do the whole tzibur have to daven for? Shmon esrei v'lachash, let's just have the shliach tzibur. Omrulor, he answered back, they lahas the shliach tzibur tefillosai. Then you need to give the shliach tzibur a chance to prepare himself. So we want everybody to daven shemon esrei privately, quietly, that the shliach tzibur should prepare himself to know how to say it over again, and then later he says it over. That's why we daven balachash first.
Yeah.
Alright, we'll stop here.
How many we got? Now we'll see when we finish. You're holding the flamme dollar on the base. Again, the bottom of the two dots in the middle of the big lines. Kishem sheshliach tzibur chayiv kakol yochid biyochid. That was machlokes in the Mishnah that the Tanakhama holds that just like the shliach tzibur has to daven shemon esrei, every yochid has to say his own shemon esrei also. Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah said no, that shliach tzibur is moisi yetzirav medechavosim. A shliach tzibur could be moisi the rabbin. A shliach tzibur, when he daven says shemon esrei, it helps for everybody. But the Tanakhama says no. The Tanakhama says the same way the Shliach Tzibur has to daven, the same way every Yochid has to daven also. Mora says, Tanya, we learned like this. Omru lel Rabbi Gamliel. They said to Rabbi Gamliel, Lidvarech, according to you, that you hold the Shliach Tzibur to daven and be moitzi everybody, is lo matzibur mispalalin. How come we daven shemon esrei first privately? Like, since the Shliach Tzibur can be moitzi everybody, it should just be enough for the Shliach Tzibur to daven.
is omel him. So Megaliel answered back, "Kdei lahaste shliach tziba tfilosei." In order to give the shliach tziba time to prepare his davening, that's why everybody first davens privately, but then the shliach tziba says it, and he's might see everybody. So the need to daven first is just to prepare the shliach tziba should prepare himself. Omel him Megaliel. Megaliel said back, "Let the reichem according to you, lama shliach tziba yerven of neateva." According to you, that every yochid has the chiyuv to say his own Shemon Esrei. So, if so, why the cloud do we have a shliach tzibur? Why does he have to daven to be made to everybody? Everybody davened already. So he answered back, that's true. If somebody does not know how to daven himself, can't say the brachas, then the locher is the shliach tzibur could be made to them. That even a chom made too. So a chom say, every yochid, if you know how to daven, you have to daven for yourself. Just if you're an ein aboki, you don't know how to say the brachas, then if there's a minion, if you're in shul, we have a right to be samech on the shliach tzibur, he could be moitzi you. Omar lehem, so he said back to them, no, that kishem shemoitzi yeshein aboki, kach moitzi yes aboki. That's what began Lil Shita. That a shliach tzibur has the right to be moitzi everybody with Shemon Esrei. Even though you know how to daven yourself, if you hear the brachas, the beginning, from the beginning until the end, from the shliach tzibur, you yoitze tzvila. Omar rabba barbachon omri av yechinen. He learns that the Chum at the end agreed to Rabbi Gamliel. There's no machlokes. That the Chum also agree that if you hear Shimon Esrei from the Shliach Tzibur, you yotze the mitzvah. Even a person that knows how to daven for himself, if he hears it from the Shliach Tzibur, he's yotze the mitzvah. For Rav Amar Rav says no, adayin yamachlokes. There's still a machlokes. According to Tanakhama, the Lachar is like that, that if you're a yochid and you're not a daven for yourself, you can't be yotze with the Shliach Tzibur's Shimon Esrei.
So Gemara says, Shoma Rabbi Chiya Brei the Rabba Bar Nachmeni. He heard this machlekes between Rav and Rabbi Yechinin. Is also he went Omer Lishmait the Kaima the Rav Dimi Bar Chinina. He said over this halacha in front of Rav Dimi Bar Chinina. Omele he said him Hochi Yom Rav. This is the way Rav said that Adayin he machlekes. There's still a machlekes. So Gemara says Omele. So Rashi says that means Rabbi Chiya told back to Rav Dimi that Rabba Bar Bachona Nami Hochi Koma. He also said like this. That Kiyom Rabbi Yechinin Lashmaito, when Rabbi Yechinin said that they both agree, Aflagale Resh Lakish Agadon Rabbi Yechinin. The Yomer and he said, you should know Adayin Machlokes. There's still the Machlokes between Chachomim and Rabbi Gamliel.
Yeah. Is Kiyom Rabbi Yechinin Lashmaito, Iflagale Resh Lakish. When Rabbi Yechinin said this halacha, Resh Lakish argued on him. The Yomer and said Adayin Machlokes. No, it's not like Rabbi Yechinin. Rabbi Yechinin was the one that said, that the Rechamim Amoydet Rabbi Gamliel, and now we have, and before he said not like that, and now Rosh Lakish also said not like that. Rosh Lakish also argues and says, Adayin hi machlekes. The same machlekes we had before still applies. That the Chom Shita is, no, if you know how to damage Shimon Esrei yourself, if you're a Boki, you can't be Yaitse Shimon Esrei by hearing it, even if you hear every word, Mila b'mila, from the Shliach Tzibur. It's only Rabbi Yechinin that says, even the Chomim at the end agreed to Rabbi Gamliel. Fred the Gemara, is this true? Oh, me yom Rabbi Yechinin hochi. Did Rabbi Yechinin say like this, that the Maskana, the Chum agrees to Rabbi Gamliel, that if you hear Shimon Esrei from the Shliach Tzibur, you could be Yotze the Mitzvah, even if you know how to daven for yourself? I have Omer Rabbi Chona, Rabbi Chona from Tzipura, that Omer Rabbi Yechinin, he said that Rabbi Yechinin said, Hilchasak Rabbi Gamliel. The Halach is like Rabbi Gamliel Shita. That what Rabbi Gamliel Taka says, that the Shliach Tzibur could be Moitzi Rab Yedei Chavosim. But Rabbi Yechinin just said, the Halach is like Rabbi Gamliel. So the Chur Hilchasa Mechlal De Pligi. If you say the Halach is like Rabbi Gamliel, Mashma the Chachomin still argue on Rabbi Gamliel. So Shishno, the Halach is like Rabbi Gamliel. So it's not like Rabbi Yechinin before said. Before Rabbi Yechinin said that even the Chachomim agreed to Rabbi Gamliel. And now Rabbi Yechinin say no, that the Halach is like Rabbi Gamliel, that's all. But not that we really paskin like him. The Gemara says, Kisolik Rabbi Abba. When Rabbi Abba went up to Eretz Yisrael, Kisolik Rabbi Abba,